This is Aun Lee, and I'm reading an excerpt from the novel The Secret Lives of Babaseki's Wives by Lola Shunei. In this excerpt, a character Taju, the driver of the main character Babaseki, reflects on his contribution to Babaseki's disgrace. A few months after I started working for him, he told me his wife was having trouble conceiving, but I said nothing. Days afterwards, the wife just started talking to me about her problems. I didn't say anything to her either, but she started giving me gifts and making eyes at me. She told me she didn't know anybody in Ibadan, and she needed a friend. I told her to consider opening a shop alongside other women. Isn't that the way women make friends and start their idle gossiping? Anyway, one day, my boss sent me home to collect a parcel he had left in her care. It was a hot afternoon and my mouth was dry. She was home when I arrived and she let me sit indoors. When she returned from her bedroom, she found me in her husband's chair. I was a little frivolous in those days, but what else would you expect from a young man who didn't own an armchair? Instead of chiding me, she asked me to remain in the chair and laughed. Next thing I knew, she was sitting on top of me, riding me like a horse. I cannot say I resisted, but remember, my boss's wife is not a woman of modest proportions. She pinned me down with the strength of three men. I thought maybe I should tell her to stop, but she covered my mouth with her hand. Or maybe I covered my own mouth. It all happened so long ago. I don't remember things clearly now. All I know is that it was like stealing the fattest chicken breast from a rich man's dining table. After that, whenever my boss sent me to his home on errands, I found myself sitting in that armchair, being riddled like a new saddle. I don't know what I liked more, the fan above our heads, my boss's armchair, or the riding I received in it. Within a few months, her belly swelled like a boil. Boils are very painful. Even after they burst, they itch and itch. I don't know whether the child Segi is mine. Only a mother knows who the father of her child is. All I know is that 2 years later, I found myself in the chair again. I swear I should have been born a horse. I sometimes imagine that my boss's wife was Latundu. Ha! Even now, when I stop at a beer shack to eat snail, I fuck it and nibble gently as a small tribute. Don't mock me, please. Iyafemi asked me to deliver messages to a man in Bodija, the rich and their surplus. I didn't even have to ask before Tunde stuffed my hand with money. Iyafemi couldn't have felt worse than me when Tunde left. It was as if my own brother had died. My boss is not that generous. After he gives me a salary, he removes his eyes until the next month. He doesn't know I eat freely from his kitchen. I eat his beef, his tripe, his kidney, his liver, his thong, all the things that my wise pot dream of, but never cook. My children think it is terrifying when stew is not riddled with small stripes of cowhide. Maybe it is better that they do not taste what their mouth will never be accustomed to. Iyaseke's second child was a boy. He does not resemble his father. Sometimes, when I look at him and close my eyes, I think my young son will grow up and look like him. If you think I care about what it means, you have not heard a word I have said. What would I do with Babaseki's son, when I can barely feed the ones I have? My life is simple, and I want to keep it that way. The lot of poor men is to get what they can and go quietly. Judge me if you want to. Call me disloyal. I think I have acted as honorable as a poor man could. If you can't accept that, I leave you to your mischievous thoughts. When I tire of this job, I will leave. There are always adverts for good drivers. Like I said, my life is simple, and I want to keep it that way.